to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, November 24th, 2019, by the Reverend Ann Weber.
Get the faster time flies. It doesn't seem possible that in 5 weeks we'll be singing, "What child is this? What child is this? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary." Not the king the Jewish people were expecting. Not the king that we would expect. Jesus, fully human, emptied of his Godhead, we call it, divinity. Well, not divinity, but Godhead. A powerless babe. A poor child brought up in a humble home. A leader who practiced justice, transformative justice, who preached peace and love of neighbor, who challenged those official power sources, the religious leaders, about their treatment of the vulnerable, the widow, the orphan, challenged the equivalent of the landed gentry about their misuse of wealth. A king who walked with and ministered to the sick, the vulnerable, the outcasts, who ended his life not with glorious triumph and coronation scenes, but hanging on a cross. What sort of king is that? Where is the pomp and ceremony? Where is the glory? Where is the power? This was the sort of king that Jeremiah spoke of when he foretold the coming of a Messiah. They didn't think of it in terms of the Son of God. They thought of it in terms of political power, a political king who was going to free them from oppression. For the people Jeremiah was speaking to, he was talking about the kings of their time, Jehoiakim and something else, I can never remember their names, but just prior to the Babylonian exile, the kings who misused wealth, misused their power, abused the people, so that people left Judea and went to the surrounding countryside even before the exile from Babylon, into Babylon. Power. What do we think of when we think of power? What do we think of when we think of abuse of power? Because Jeremiah's message to those kings is the message to us today. We look around us at the world and see political leaders who abuse their power, who forget that they're there for the people, to bring God's justice, not retributive justice, but reformative and transformative justice into the world. We look at clergy who are given a power they don't really ask for, but who have abused that, as we have seen so much of in the news. We look at corporations who use their collective bargaining power to put forward their agendas. And those agendas aren't always in the common interest or the common good, nor are they good for our planet. And then we forget, especially in democracies, that we too have power. We have the power to elect or to vote. We have the power to change the systems that maintain segregation. Well, not quite segregation, but maintain racism and systems that still have that built in. But most of us, we're white. We forget that our white privilege gives us power. We don't like to admit that there is an inherent privilege in just being white or in just being male. That offends us. But sometimes we need to be offended. We need to examine the power we do have and how we use it. You know, there is a saying that preachers' role is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. Jesus did that. That's what his kingship looks like. It's a reversal of the world's view of what power and kingship is. It's a reversal of all we expect. His birth ushered in the realm of God. His death again, the realm of God, the kingdom of God entered in, especially after his resurrection, although it's always there. And it will be ushered in again. And it's not about a future life in heaven, or just a future life in heaven. It's about what goes on in the here and now, on this earth. How are we going to use our power to help realize the kingdom of God? Are we going to resist evil and violence with violence, or are we going to allow ourselves to be crucified instead? Not necessarily literally, but metaphorically. How are we going to work for reformative and transformative justice, the justice of God, instead of human retributive justice? This and many other questions are ones we have to ponder on and come up with our answers through prayer, meditation, and relationship with God and each other. And it is not impossible. I'm going to read you a brief story from Philip Yancey's Daily Meditations. And it's about the Truth and Reconciliation Commission that was brought together after apartheid ended in South Africa. It shows what transformative justice looks like. The white policeman, Van der Broek, stood in the room and told of how he and other officers shot and killed an 18-year-old boy and then burned his body. 8 years later, Van der Broek returned to the same house and seized the boy's father. The wife was forced to watch as policemen bound her husband in a woodpile, poured gasoline over his body, and then set him on fire. The South African courtroom of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission grew silent as the now elderly woman, who had lost first her son and then her husband, was given a chance to respond. What do you want from Mr. Vandenbroek? The judge asked. I want him to go to the place where they burned my husband and collect up the dust so that I can give him a decent burial. Vandenbroek nodded. Then the woman continued, Mr. Vandenbroek took all my family away from me, and I still have a lot of love to give. I would like him to come to the ghetto twice a month and spend the day with me so I can be a mother to him. And I would like him to know that he is forgiven by God and I forgive him too. I would like to embrace him so that he knows my forgiveness is real. Spontaneously, some in the courtroom began to sing Amazing Grace. Mr. Vandenbroek didn't hear it. He had fainted. Transformative justice. The justice of God practiced with mercy and love. May we all do our bit to bring about that in this world, in the here and now, and help realize God's dream for us humans and all creation. Amen.